Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got a little breaking news here. A medical update on Mike Soroka. This comes from the Braves. This past Thursday, while walking to the clubhouse at Truist Park, Mike Soroka felt a pop in his right Achilles. An MRI was performed, which revealed a complete re-tear of the tendon. Soroka will be required season-ending surgery, which will be scheduled within the week. So Mike Soroka is done. Golly. All right. Well, that's just some more uplifting news after the way the Hawks played last night. So we've got Soroka done for the year. The Hawks got hammered last night, and the series is tied 1 game apiece. Game 3 is coming back to State Farm Arena tomorrow night at 8:30, and everything in college sports is just going wild right now, I feel like. It feels like it is the wild, wild west in terms of what's happening with the NCAA and college sports. Let's welcome in Bill Bender. Bill covers college football for the Sporting News and has for a long time, and he's with us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Bill, let's look. I want to get to the I want to get to the 12-team playoff with you in just a minute, but I want to start with name, image, and likeness first, because all of this is going into effect July the 1st. What does July the 1st mean now for college athletes?
Well, it means that some will be able to capitalize on opportunities, obviously. There are 6 states that have NIL legislation passed. The NCAA is scrambling to come up with some sort of uniform guidelines for it. But, in general, I think it's going to start slow as they navigate a lot of gray areas. When you talk to compliance officers and influencers and people like that, it's going to be something that they tread lightly early, and then we go from there. But in general, I think what it looks like July 1st versus what it looks like 2 years from now is going to be two very different things.
Does this open the door now for sports agents starting with kids in high school?
It's not out of the realm of possibility because of how big high school sports has become. I mean, it's every sport. It's basketball. My son and I were watching some high school lacrosse the other night. It's televised. It's big money. And we happen to live in a spot, much like there's pockets all over this country, where high school football, there's a lot of Division I talent being churned out. So, I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility. I hope, this doesn't have a long-term detrimental effect on college football. I don't think it will, but it's something to keep an eye on.
So who's going to govern this stuff? Is this going to fall on the institutions? Will it fall on the conferences? It sounds to me like the NCAA is basically putting it back on the schools and the conferences. I don't know that the NCAA is – they're not going to have a plan in place by July 1. It doesn't sound to me like they want to rule on this. I think the NCAA is scared of getting sued. Doesn't sound like they want to really have anything to do with this right now. So who's going to govern this?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, state by state, it's different. When you have 50 different pieces of legislation and 50 different things, I mean, it's going to be different. Conferences, who knows? I mean, when you have to break down how many schools in the conference have it, how many don't, I mean, in the short term, that's going to, again, create some short-term chaos that, you know, it's, again, it's one of those things. It's, this is what they want. It's good for the student athlete, but not everybody's there yet. And every state takes different amount of time to pass that legislation. I know in Ohio, there's some frustration that a bill hasn't been pushed through, and it doesn't look like there's going to be one pushed through by July 1st. And with the states that have the superpower programs, in the short term, it's a little bit of a disadvantage.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News, he covers college football, and he's kind enough to hang out with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wade Ford, Atlanta's Ford dealer. We kind of need a federal bill here, and I know they're having a hard time getting some bipartisan bill put together. The Republicans and the Democrats can't get together in Congress. We've heard that story about a lot of things over the years. A federal law seems like it would kind of even the playing field. In your eyes, do you have any insight on how close we may be to something like this happening and getting that federal law passed?
I don't. I'm not on Capitol Hill, unfortunately, and I'm not going to pretend to, you know how they get along and how they're going to pass legislation. So, I mean, you never know. I mean, they obviously, there was, you know, the Supreme Court ruling was kind of related to that this week, but not really. You've seen that I think the more chaotic things become, I think the federal government's going to probably take a wait and see approach until they can step in and it's advantageous for them. And that shouldn't surprise anybody that if the government were to do it that way, it's like I said, the best way for them to have some authority on it once it gets chaotic between the states.
I wonder how many guys, Bill, in your estimation, at a typical NCAA institution, at the University of Georgia, let's say, how many guys do you think can actually make money off of this name, image, and likeness?
Yeah, a handful. But, I mean, it's not just – I mean, the examples would be this is going to benefit some of those guys even more that are stars in college that maybe don't go on to the great NFL career. I think for those athletes, this is going to be huge. And every campus – across the FBS has a handful of guys that fit that description. I know here in Columbus, we've got countless guys that Buckeye fans know, maybe the rest of the country doesn't know, that could profit off that while they're playing. And I think that's the aim of this thing, is to allow student athletes to benefit while their fame is there. And not all of those guys go to the NFL, so it's a good thing.
Bill Bender from the Sporting News with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Oh, we saw a 9-0 vote on the Supreme Court ruling against the NCAA this week. 9-0 votes on the Supreme Court, those are kind of rare instances. How important was that? How impactful was that on the NCAA and their future when the, you know, I guess Brett Kavanaugh came out and basically said, you are not above the law?
Yeah, it was a very strongly worded piece of decision. It definitely takes a chunk out of the NCAA's power. I don't know what that looks like. Again, I think we're just all in a wait-and-see mentality because I don't know what that's going to look like 5 years from now. It definitely takes a shot at their power. It definitely sends a message that they're going to have to change the way that college sports is without a doubt going to transform. Just what's that transformation look like? I'm not sure anybody really knows. I mean, we have an idea, but now once I think name, image, and likeness is kind of a band-aid for the overall big question, which is should the universities be paying their student athletes? I mean, and in theory they should, but then everybody says, well, there's all that money there. Where's that money coming from? Well, money from football and basketball pays for a lot of other things. So these are some really big picture questions that have to do with billions of dollars that that will have to be confronted in the future. I just don't know how long that's going to be.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bill, let's talk about this college football playoff. Were you shocked when you heard the news that it was a 12-team playoff that was being proposed?
I'm shocked with the way that it was when Pete Thamel's report came out that Monday. Within 2 days, we had a press conference and a plan unveiled. So I guess that was the part that surprised me most. Definitely something to watch, and hopefully, we'll see where it goes. I think name, image, and likeness is something that, you know, will play a role into that. And with the playoff expansion, it's a matter of time, Chris, because they wouldn't have showed their hand had they not. This is where the direction they're going to go, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Bill. I think they knew, apparently they had been working on this in private for 2 years. And this is what they had come up with, that the best plan was going to be to have a 12-team playoff. So this is the road we're headed down. I don't think there's any turning back. It's just a matter of when. How quickly can they renegotiate these TV deals and maybe these bowl agreements? What? Give me your thoughts on the future of bowl games right now.
Well, that's probably what they're trying to sort out next. Because there's a lot of money there, a lot of TV money, and I think once you unveil the plan, the confusing part for me was, okay, got a 12-team plan out there. When are we going to see it? And if it's not out by 2023, that's going to upset a lot of people. So now the question becomes, what do we make of a bowl system? What do we make of those television contracts? Nick Saban was right about one thing. Once we move to the playoff, it's all people care about is that playoff. So I think it's something to watch. It's something to consider. And hopefully they can – I think one of the things that's going to drive them to speed this up a little bit is we're probably going to see some combination of just 6 schools in the playoff for the next 2 years.
What do you think this means for the regular season? Will this hurt? That has always been the argument for those that don't want – an expanded playoff has been, well, if you expand the playoffs, you're going to make the regular season mean less. So in a 12-team playoff, does the regular season now mean less?
I don't know. It's just going to change the way you watch the regular season. Anybody who says otherwise, it's reality. It's going to change what games mean. It's going to change the nature of certain rivalry games. No one game is going to mean everything, because on a November weekend, you could have anywhere between 10 to 15 games that impact the playoff picture. So right. I think all of those things are at work, and it's going to feel, to me, I've said this all along, for better or worse, it probably feel a little bit more like the NFL. And if we'll see, I think the newer generation of college football fans has been clamoring for this for so long that it's going to happen. But you'd be naive to believe that it's not going to change the way the regular season is watched.
No, I agree with you. I think the comparison to the NFL is a good one. We still watch the NFL, even though you don't hang on it every single week, do or die, like you do sometimes in college football, where one loss can sometimes eliminate your team. In the NFL, that's not the case, but yet we continue to watch week after week. What happens to the conference championship game? Should we be concerned about the SEC championship game? Has been hugely successful. But before it came here to Atlanta, but since this city has hosted it, it has gone to the next level. Should we be concerned about the future of conference championships?
No, they're still going to play. They'll have a rule on this because the conference champions will get to the playoff. And especially the SEC one isn't going anywhere. That's so ingrained in the conference as the identity that there's no way they're going to give that up. Now, again, it's going to change the value. I mean, to me, it's, especially in the power conferences, it's going to come down to more seeding than anything. So Alabama-Georgia or Alabama-Florida becomes a seeding matchup instead of a win-and-get-in type deal. And that's another concession. I mean, so the value of the game itself probably feels more like a basketball conference tournament in some ways. And that's another concession that college football fans are going to have to make if they want to go to 12 teams.
So this proposal has been made now to the university presidents and chancellors. I guess they get the summer to mull it over, and I guess we'll see another round of meetings, from what I understand, sometime in September, and that could be when we actually see an announcement on this. Do you see things – can it all fall in line that easily, Bill, that come September, end of September, we get some sort of an announcement with Bill Hancock telling us when this 12-team playoff is going to go into effect?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of moving parts with that, so we'll see how it goes. I'm hoping. Then I think they kind of unveiled it in some ways to see what we all thought. And, you know, one of the big sticking things from writers and fans is, well, why doesn't the quarterfinal games be played on campus too? And I think that's a major hurdle in this thing, because the major bulls aren't going to want to give up that site. But, you know, you put a Alabama – oh, I don't know, Wisconsin quarterfinal on campus somewhere, it becomes a much bigger deal, in my opinion. I think because of the pageantry and those things that go with college football that we didn't have in large part last season, I think what better way to really emphasize that than putting quarterfinal games on campuses? That's been one of my sticking points. Even when you go back to the 18 playoff idea, that's what I wanted, was quarterfinals on campus.
Bill Bender of the Sporting News. You can check him out online, sportingnews.com. Bill, appreciate it as always. Good stuff, my friend. And we'll catch up with you soon. College football is going to be here before we know it, so can't wait.
Hey, no problem, Chris. Thanks for having me on. Have a good weekend. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bill Bender of the Sporting News. Again, sportingnews.com. Appreciate Bill hanging out with us. Bad news for the Braves. Again, if you missed it earlier, a medical update on Mike Soroka. This past Thursday, while walking to the clubhouse, of all the ways for this to happen, right? He's walking to the clubhouse at Truist Park. Mike Soroka felt a pop in his right Achilles. An MRI was performed, which revealed a complete re-tear of the tendon. Soroka will require season-ending surgery, which will be scheduled within the week. We're going to talk more name, image, and likeness. And all of this craziness that's happening right now in college sports, we'll get to that next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!